This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live here from the beautiful state, the occupied state of South Carolina. And I'm filling in. I'm a little been under the weather here a little bit. My kids have had some things, and I guess they passed that on to me. They like me so much they wanted to give me a gift that keeps on giving. If you'd like to call in at any time, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet. If you want to pick us up online, look to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook at those places, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And also follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1. Well, today... I've been kind of following some things that have gone on with the passing of the GOP healthcare bill. And I kind of want to bring some perspective. I probably, let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, the other day when I called in for Bradley. But I'm going to be talking about that in reference to what Scripture says with regard to healthcare and with regard to charity. I think it's something that we need to hear in our day and age. We've forgotten that. And I think part of our problem is that what we have done is we have substituted government for God. We don't have God anymore. We have the GOP, not the GOD. And we have the GOV, the government. And we're allowing government to become God, writing laws that are against God's law, and oppressing the people rather than liberating them by doing what they are designed to do, and that's punishing evildoers. And that seems to be the one thing that we can't seem to get them to do, is to actually bring justice. And some of you may disagree with me on the issue of justice, but I think when you follow it logically down, the prison system is not a biblical system. Yes, I know Paul spent a lot of his days in the prison, but that was not what God had instituted. God instituted specific punishments and restoration. For certain crimes like stealing and such, there was a restoration that could be done, and that money didn't go to government; it went to the people who were stole from. So there's a lot that's tangled up, and I believe the Bible is political. Yes, it does have a message to save us from our sin, but our sin is often tied up in our politics, isn't it? What we claim is right and wrong, and that's where law is derived. We submit to a law, the law of God, and under that is the authority that God has given in the government, and they are only really allowed to do that which honors God under his law. They're not to go outside of that, and when they do, then we should be those who call them on it, just like the prophets of old. That's what they were doing. When they were sent with a message, their message was not so much foretelling the future, although there was some of those things there. But it was foretelling. It was calling people back to the law of God. You need to repent. You're sinning in this area. You're sinning over here. Look at what you're doing here. Come back to the law of God. And so that was their message. And hopefully we'll take a look at some of these things today. I'll try to be very broad, but have some specific points with regard to this healthcare thing, because I look at the people who are supposed to be, quote unquote, on our side. And I see them capitulating. I see them being willing to compromise too easily and giving all kinds of justification for why they're doing that. One of those is Congressman Justin Amash. I read his response as to why he voted yes for the bill when he previously had voted no. And I want to make some points on that. So we're going to do that on this show today. I want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com quickly before the break, and then we're going to pick up this issue on the American Health Care Act. Arkansas father's vicious rant about his daughter's black prom date proves racism is alive and well in America. I know people have all kinds of arguments they want to give about, you know, mixing skin colors and stuff, because that's really what it is. Everybody comes all the way back to Noah, and then everybody goes back from him to Adam. So we're all of one blood, different shades of melanin, different kinds of features and this, that, and the other. But the fact of the matter is we all come from the same mother and father, Adam and Eve. And guess what? If you're a professed Christian, guess what? You're going to spend eternity with a lot of different people who had a lot of different ethnicities. Okay, so you might as well get used to those kinds of things. I am completely against people who are unequally yoked, and we talk about that in the term of where they are spiritually. Are they a Christian? Are they an Antichrist? Are they a Hindu? A Buddhist? You don't mix those things together. Christians are to marry Christians. Period. And so check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Former Reagan administration official was warning of a financial collapse sometime between August and November. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mohammed Elaberry is back in the news. Former Obama DHS official on ISIS slaughtering Egyptian Christians. Well, what goes around comes around. Here's this guy making up history again as he's going along, just like he did when he said our Constitution was Islamic Sharia compliant and all this nonsense. He's a Muslim Brotherhood operative, no question about it. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, France surrenders, Macron pummels Le Pen. It's funny to me, this guy is married to his school teacher. She's like twice his age. That ought to tell you where his mindset is, but he's a capitulator as well. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the tragic truth about the family of thug Trayvon Martin that turned him into a martyr. It's a sad tale. His family really did let him down. There's no doubt about that. That doesn't change with him. But check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, prelude to war, Congress votes to impose more sanctions on North Korea. And what we're going to talk about coming up after the break is Justin Amash's comments. The AHCA, is an amendment to Obamacare that deliberately maintains its framework. Now, this is from a guy who previously voted against it the first time it was out. Now he has voted yes for it. And I want you to hear some of the things that he does, because he's honest with you about what it is, and then he gives his reasoning for why he voted for it. So on the other side of the break, we're going to pick that up. We're going to look to Scripture. We're going to look to the Constitution. And I want you to see where you come down on this issue. Stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You want to call in? Stick to the subject. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, let's start off with the law. And I'm not talking about Constitution. I'm talking about what God has said. Okay, let me read to you from Luke chapter 11. This will get the ball rolling, and this is what we'll appeal to. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He's talking to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You've answered rightly. Do this, and you'll live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, and when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Now, quickly, let me just give you this as an introduction. The guys who came by at first, or the guy who's on the road, is presumably a citizen of Israel there, right? And then you have a couple of guys who come along. There's a priest. He's part of Israel. He looks at him. They got to get on. Levite comes by. He's a part of Israel. Got to get on. Samaritan comes, he's like sworn enemy of this guy. He's a half-breed, okay? And he looks on him, and the Bible says he has compassion. He takes care of him. He uses his own resources to take care of him. He even goes out of his way to take him to an inn. Apparently, he spends the night at the inn as well, pays for the guy's stay. And then when he gets ready to leave, he tells the innkeeper, hey, look, I'll pay for whatever else is incurred to make sure this guy gets well. And Jesus says, that's the guy who loved his neighbor, right? That's the guy who loved him. He didn't run to the priests or the Levites or any of the elders of Israel and say, hey, guys, we need to put a system in place to take care of people like this. He didn't do that. He took from his own resources and he took care of his neighbor. Why? Because charity or love is up to individuals, not government. Nowhere in our Constitution will you find that we gave authority to the federal government to be charitable with our money, to show love with our money. We didn't do that. And yet, a lot of this stuff that we end up talking about now is nothing more than that. You remember when Republicans controlled both houses of Congress and the White House during the Bush years? What did we get there? Oh, we got a compassionate conservative, right, in the White House. And what did they push then? Prescription drug bill. That's right. They were pushing socialism, too. Socialized medicine to a certain extent in that. Just reminding you, in case you forgot, that was Republicans. Now, what do we have? Well, we've had Obamacare rushed in. And I want to tell you something. Obamacare was not incrementalism, folks. It was one fell swoop. Those people had the conviction that they wanted to push that through. You can say, there are probably a myriad of reasons and motives behind what they did. Some of it was money. Some of it was people actually felt compassion. There probably was some guys who thought this is the best way to handle it, and they just didn't know any better. That may be. I'll give the benefit of the doubt. And there were other guys who knew exactly what this is going to do, and they're pushing it to either bankrupt the country or to push us into a single-payer system, which I think is more likely. Okay? At least that's what Harry Reid let us know. But the point was they were willing to risk their seats because they believed in that. Were the guys on, quote-unquote, our side, risking seats to push it back down their throats and to get it out of our system of law? Where are those guys at? Well, Justin Amash is from Michigan. He's a Republican. And he stood by a lot of good things and pointed to the Constitution. And I really appreciate that. One of the things I've appreciated about him was no matter what he votes or doesn't vote or whatever stance he takes, when he's done, he goes to Facebook and he posts the reason why. He shows exactly why he did this, that, or the other. And he answers to his constituents. I shouldn't say to his constituents. He answers to those he serves. He represents. Okay? And he wrote a somewhat lengthy thing on Saturday evening about 9, 10 o'clock. And I read it. And he explained his vote. So I'm going to give you some of those points, and then we're going to kind of bounce back and forth through some things. Here's what he said. This is not the bill we promised the American people. For the past 7 years, Republicans have run for Congress on a commitment to repeal Obamacare. And they have. In fact, they had their own repeal Obamacares, didn't they? Like six of them, I know, and they pushed it I don't know how many times in the House, knowing it wasn't going to get anywhere in the Senate. But they pushed it, and those were, for the most part, were full repeals. We even have two now that are just like one sentence. You know, it repeals the entire Affordable Care Act and some other things. I mean, we have some very simple legislation there that could be brought out that would fulfill the promise that they kept promising America. But this repeal and replace, I warned people about in 2012 when Mitt Romney came out saying that nonsense. And if you remember, who was the guy with him? Oh, that's right. He's the Speaker of the House. Everybody was bashing me because I said, this guy's not a conservative. And I was talking about Paul Ryan. Anyway, Mosh is right. They did promise it. And he said, but it is increasingly clear that a bill to repeal Obamacare will not come to the floor in this Congress or in the foreseeable future. Now, why is that? That should be the question that we ask. Why is there no clear repeal of Obamacare? Why? Because these people don't want to repeal it. They want to reform it. And whenever you hear reform things in government, watch out. It's usually not a good thing. Okay? Amos continues, when Republican leaders first unveiled the American Health Care Act, a Democratic friend and colleague joked to me that the bill wasn't a new health care proposal. It was plagiarism. Amos says he was right. The AHCA repeals fewer than, listen to this, that the bill that the Republicans just passed in the House repeals fewer than 10% of the provisions in the Affordable Care Act. It is an amendment to the ACA that deliberately maintains Obamacare's framework. It reformulates but keeps tax credits to subsidize premiums, and instead of an individual mandate to purchase insurance, it mandates a premium surcharge of 30% for 1 year following a lapse of coverage. And the bill continues to preserve coverage for dependents up to age 26 and people with pre-existing conditions. Now, about that, the bill does not change the ACA's federal requirements on guaranteed issue, that is, prohibition on policy denial, essential health benefits or minimum coverage, or community rating, which is prohibition on pricing based on health status. In short, Obamacare's pre-existing conditions provisions are retained. I bet you're not being told that by your representatives, are you? I bet you're not being told that about the talking heads on quote-unquote conservative television shows or radio talking heads. You're not hearing about those there. The latest version of the AHCA does allow any state to seek a waiver from certain insurance mandates, but such waivers are limited in scope and they're not guaranteed. All right? Nobody can be treated differently based on gender. I mean, there is an issue here to where, obviously, there are some differences in insurance policies related to women who might have children, or older men versus younger women, or any of these kinds of things. Nope, you can't do any of that. You can't do that. They're mandating what the insurance companies can and cannot sell and provide as product to those who are interested. Stick with us. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick this up. Look a little bit more at what's still in this field and what you're not being told by the mainstream media.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. And by the way, if you tuned in, you're looking for Bradley. This is Tim. I'm filling in for Bradley today. And we're talking the American Health Care Act, the bill that was passed by the House GOP. One of the things that Amash adds here is that any person who has continuous coverage, no lapse for more than 62 days, cannot be charged more regardless of health status. Consider that. Stop and think about what that means. Even in a state that waives as much as possible, a person with a pre-existing condition cannot be prevented from purchasing insurance at the same rate as a healthy person. The only requirement is that the person with the pre-existing condition get coverage, any insurer, any plan, within 62 days of losing any prior coverage. Does that sound like a free market to you guys? That was something else that they promised us as well, right? Well, we've got a caller on the line, Annabelle from Texas. Annabelle, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Annabelle?
Yes. Yes, hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello? I can hear you. Welcome.
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Yes. The reason why I was calling because I have a situation that I've been diagnosed with herpes.
Okay.
And I just wanted some... I don't know what to do or what to take because I don't like taking the prescription that the doctor gives you.
Annabelle, you must be on the wrong show. I don't know what's going on. We're the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, the Sons of Liberty? You said I'm on the wrong show?
Yeah. All right, thanks for your call. Okay, that's twice that's happened. I don't know how that's getting through there. Okay, so what's the point in all of this? Well, according to Amash, it's very clear for Republicans and President Trump, isn't it? They're proclaiming this as a repeal bill, but it is not a repeal. It doesn't do that. You heard it from him. Now, this is a guy who ended up voting for this time. But he's telling you it's not a repeal bill. Yeah, there are some things in there, but this very small amount. The framework of Obamacare is still there. And don't think it's going away with two or three steps. Don't think that at all, because it's not. They are hoodooing the American people. Yes, that's a technical word for pulling the wool over your eyes. About what they're doing. And see, what they do is they pitch it to you, or they pitch it to us, as saying, well, we're gonna save $1 trillion in taxes. You know, I'm doing some study on the whole income tax thing. I would advise most of you to start digging into that just to see what the law says about income taxes. Then maybe we want to start dealing with some people about using that to deceive us as well. But that's another matter. For Democrats, this is an opportunity to scare and energize their base in anticipation of next year's elections. I know we go from one cycle to the next, like overnight. It wears us down. But neither side wants to present the AHCA for what it is, a more limited proposal to rework and reframe parts of Obamacare for better or for worse. And that's what I told you before. Republicans don't want to repeal this thing. They want to control it. They want to control it. So Amash points out that over the last month, there's been some important changes that were made to the bill. Some things that were needed, some things that were not. But he says, at the end, it's only marginally better than Obamacare. Okay? It's just marginally better than Obamacare. I pointed out to you, Representative Tom MacArthur, you know, the MacArthur Amendment has gotten all this talk about the waivers, this, that, and the other, and all these things. And the issue of the pre-existing conditions and all of those things. And Mr. MacArthur, you know, had a daughter named Grace, and she had this, terrible disease, very rare. And he incurred something like $1 million in health care costs because of his daughter. And, you know, I feel for that. I can't even pronounce the rare condition that she had. But it was just it was awful for her. And she died 11 from severe seizures. But here's MacArthur, and he's caught up in that emotion. And we all understand that. I understand it. Anybody who's a father, anybody who's a mother would understand the emotional ties. And then looking at the finances that come with that, that big burden that's there. And MacArthur, instead of looking and saying, you know what? What does the Bible say about this? What does God's law say about this? How does he tell us that we're to deal with taking care of one another, showing love for one another? Is it through government? I mean, he said he had insurance, but it didn't cover everything. He went on to state, if I were in a taxpayer-financed pool, not a policy-financed pool, which is free market, taxpayer-financed pool is government-funded. Which is taxpayers. Taxpayers are forced to pay into it. All those insured in the group of the insurance plan would have had lower premiums. Now stop and think about that for a moment. If you are paying taxes into that pool, and then you are paying premiums into that pool, is your premium really lower, or are you just being deceived by what's going on? It's a shell game. That's what it is. You're still paying taxes. You're still going to pay the premiums on that stuff. And the health care is not going to be as good. We already see that. Look at what goes on with the VA. Yeah, I know some people get good coverage out of the VA. But you read a lot of the horror stories. You read what's going on with trying to reform the VA now. And what do you see there? There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems there. But here's what he said. You know, if we were in a taxpayer finance pool, you know, the insurance premiums would be lower. Maybe, maybe not. But either way, they're getting in your pocket. Okay? Either way, they're getting in your pocket. Now, Amash goes on and he says, you know, people are questioning the process that I had and the vote up to May 4th. And he's expressed his disgust with the whole thing. He did say that basically the bulk of the 123 pages that were there previously, Congress did have. So they had time to read it. But as I showed you in video, several congressmen didn't even read the bill, including congressman from my area, Mark Sanford, former governor and adulterer, Mark Sanford. And then there was 15 pages that were added before they took the vote. So they had time to read it. It wasn't that they didn't know. But even at that, they didn't wait to get a score for what this thing would cost. They just wanted to rush it through because Donald Trump said he had to have it through. You know, what is the problem here? The problem is that people aren't following the law. First, they're not following God's law. And God calls on individuals to love one another. You know, I'd love to have read the story about Tom MacArthur and his daughter Gracie that the church in his area, I don't even know if he's a Christian or whatever, but I'd love to read where people banded together and helped him. I'd love to read that. I read stories about that where churches take care of their own. I read it through things like Samaritan's Ministries, where they act like an insurance type of company in the fact that it allows Christians to take care of one another with regard to health care costs. And their premiums are pretty low compared to the stuff I've seen out there. They're fairly low. But they didn't wait for any of that. But here's what Amash said. When deciding whether to support a bill, I asked myself whether the bill improves upon existing law, not whether I would advocate for the policy or program if I were starting with a blank slate. In other words, the proper analysis is not whether it makes the law good, but rather whether it makes the law better. In this case, I felt comfortable advancing the bill to the Senate as a marginal improvement to the ACA. The House has voted more than 30 times to amend, not just repeal, Obamacare since I've been in Congress, and I have supported much of that legislation, too, on the principle of incrementalism. See, that's the problem. Democrats didn't use incrementalism to push the ACA on us. They got it in one fell swoop. These guys control all the branches there. The House, the Senate, and the White House. If it advances liberty even a little on the net, then I'm a yes. That's what Justin Amash says. Nevertheless, the ACA will continue to drive up the cost of health insurance while bolstering the largest insurance companies, and modifications contained in the AHCA cannot save it. Many of the AHCA's provision are poorly conceived or improperly implemented, and at best it will make Obamacare less bad. He ends with this. The framers of the Constitution understood that federalism, the division of powers between the national and state governments, would maximize the happiness of Americans. As long as Washington dictates health care or health insurance policy to the entire country, there will be massive tension and displeasure with the system. I've always said, and I will continue to say, we need to start over. Fully repeal Obamacare. Let the people of each state choose their own approach and work together in a nonpartisan manner. Well, Mr. Amash, if you said that, and you've always said it, and I know you've said it, then why wouldn't you turn this down and demand a full repeal of Obamacare bill rather than go along with unconstitutional things that you know is still going to take us into the ground? On the other side of the break, let's take a look at the Constitution. Let's see if it even allows them to be talking about this. Hang on.
Yeah. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Okay, let's go back just quickly, and we'll look to the Constitution as well. Thomas Massey had voted against the bill. And he said, the reason I voted against it is just last year, as Republicans, we were arguing that mandates were unconstitutional. Subsidies would bankrupt our country, and that bailouts were immoral. So he's appealing to the law. He's appealing to the law. And this bill has all those things in it, and it surely does. What happened to our arguments? We have forever enshrined now the notion in the Republican platform, in the Republican Party in D.C. at least, that all these things are legitimate, and I reject that completely. And he's right. And here's the problem that I get. I get people say, well, this is a good start. You know, well, give it some time. Well, this, that, and the other. Let me ask you something. If a guy comes to your house, breaks in your house, and starts loading up his truck with your stuff, and he says, oh, I'm going to take this down the road to the children's home. They need this stuff. Are you just going to let him keep doing it and say, well, I'll give him time to see if he'll make it right? You going to do that? What's the difference here? The law applies to both. The law applies to your representatives as much as it does the guy who busts through your door and wants to take your stuff. Doesn't matter if it's for a quote-unquote good cause or not. Do you understand that? Or are you so caught up in politics like it's a sporting event? And this is why I use the term, your team's favorite jersey is being worn by the – that's why I use it, because people have so got caught up into sports. They're so consumed with sports in America that that's how they view their politics. Well, our guy scored a touchdown here. You know, we got marginally better than Obamacare, like what Justin was just talking about there. That's how some people look at that. That's how they present it. They're presenting it as victory. And you know what's so sad? There are people who are almost twice my age. They're not twice my age, but they're definitely older than I am, 60s, 70s, 80 years old. And I see them on social media going, man, my insurance just went down. My inhaler just, you know, went from this to this and this. And I'm just going like, and they're praising Trump over that. And I'm going like, yeah, you know what? This isn't even law yet. If your inhaler price went down, it has nothing to do with that bill. It hasn't even went to the Senate yet. It has to be signed off by them. And then if the president wants to sign it, then it becomes law. But then you have to ask the question, is it really constitutional law? Like so many things that we have to question that go through there now. And that's the stupidity of the people who don't even know their own constitution and how the system even works. Or how it's supposed to work. Let me put it that way. How it's supposed to work. So, I have a question for you. It's a simple one. Does Congress even have power to be dealing with half of this stuff concerning health care? That it does. I believe there is a power there to deal with and regulate the commerce between the states. I don't believe the guys who wrote the Constitution had any concept that they were going to be so meticulous about all of this stuff that they were going to destroy free trade. I don't think those guys had that in their mind at all. But if we go to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 1 to 16, we'll find out what Congress actually has power to do. I want you to pay very close attention. This is the close. They have power to lay certain taxes, to pay the debts of the United States, to declare war and make rules of warfare, to raise and support armies and a navy, and to make rules governing the military forces, to call forth the militia for certain purposes, and to make rules governing the militia, to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the states. And with the Indian tribes, there's where their authority to do any regulating is, but it's not to be heavy-handed and telling people what products they can and can't sell and stuff. To establish uniform rules of naturalization, to establish uniform laws on bankruptcies, to coin money and regulate the value thereof, to fix the standard of weights and measures, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting, to establish post offices and post roads, to issue patents and copyrights, to create courts inferior to the Supreme Court, and to define the punishment or define and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the laws of nations. Among other things, our Constitution delegates to Congress powers over the country at large to make laws regarding the following: an enumeration of the population for purpose of appointment of representatives and direct taxes, elections of senators and representatives and their pay, and after 1808 to prohibit importation of slaves, and after 1808 to restrict migration to these United States, a restricted power to suspend writs of habeas corpus, to revise and control imposts or duties on imports or exports which may be laid by states, a restricted power to declare the punishment of treason, implementation of the full faith and credit clause, and procedures for amendments to the Constitution. That's what Congress has power to do. I don't see any power in there being make any kind of mandates that insurance companies have to accept everybody the same way, that they can't base their charges based on a person's health status or gender or health history. I don't see anything like that. I don't see where they have the right to implement Medicare, Medicaid, or any of these social programs that they have, where it takes money from one citizen and gives it to another and calls that charity. That's your Constitution, people. And I don't care if your team is the GOP or it's the Democrats. I really don't. They both stand there and they take an oath to uphold that on your behalf. They're representing you. And if you want to stand back and you want to applaud this as victory, I'd hate to see what you think failure is. Sure, they're going to throw you some nuggets and claim you're getting this off and not that off, and you're not going to have this and that and the other. But meanwhile, they're still taking your stuff. You get it? They're telling you some good things that they got out of it, but they're still taking your stuff. And they keep giving you the excuse, well, we got to do this incrementally. The Democrats didn't give you Obamacare incrementally, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want, I'll use the scenario or the phrase, your team has the ball. They have control. They set the agenda. But they're not doing that. Well, let me change that. They are setting an agenda. Their socialistic establishment agenda. That's what they're setting up. And I've told people this all along. And you know it. But when your team gets in power, you want to justify everything they do that is a crime against the Constitution and against you and your children. You want to justify it. Now, why do you want to do that? They owe you better than that. They owe me better than that. They owe those who came before them better than that. Don't talk about the crimes of the Democrats, the violations of the Constitution of the Democrats, when you will stand behind Republicans who do the same thing. The same thing. And they'll talk to you with that forked silver tongue of theirs, and you buy right into it. Why do you do that? The law is right there. It's pretty simple. They promised a repeal of what they have said themselves is an unconstitutional bill. And here's Justin Amash telling you he wants a full repeal, but he's going to vote for this because it's marginally better. It makes Obamacare marginally better. Look, we don't need to make bad, unconstitutional laws better. We need to rid ourselves of them, and we need to put in place constitutional law. That's it. That's what we need to put in place. Now, the question is, are there going to be anybody, is there anyone? I know it's not going to come from Democrats. Is there anybody on the Republican side who's going to stand by that? Looks to me like Thomas Massie's willing to stand by that. He voted against it and talked about, look, this is what we said. He's talked about the constitutionality. Now, the question is there anybody else out there who has any principles, or are they all selling out for political expediency? That's the question. And where are you, Christians? Are you loving your neighbors yourself, or are you wanting government to do it for you? Bradley will be back in 23, that time. And I'm out of here for today. Have a good one.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.